Hello and welcome to the KBC Well Good podcast with me, Jerry Hussing. I'm a performance psychologist, passionate about helping people reconnect to the best version of themselves, helping them reawaken and ignite their inner passion and ability through the power of the mind. I've been lucky to work with some of the world's best athletes and business people, and can't wait to share the simple yet powerful tips proven to help you be at your best. I'm going to be joined by a number of guests in conversation to tease out those tips. I hope you enjoy it. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the KBC Well Good podcast series with me, Jerry Hussey. Today, I'm going to talk briefly about meditation, and then we're going to do a meditation. So I hope it will give you a simple but real experience of what meditation is and the benefits it can have. Very quickly, meditation is nothing more than finding something that allows you to be present. More importantly, while you're being present, we practice what we call non-attachment. So some people believe that meditation is lying or sitting with no thoughts going through your mind. For me, that's not my experience of meditation. While I meditate, there are times where lots of thoughts go through my mind, different things. The most important thing that meditation has proven and given me is that even though these thoughts go through my mind, I don't need to respond to them emotionally. So I can have a thought, but if I don't give it the emotional charge that it's looking for, the thought moves on. So think of it as a cloud. If you're lying on a field on a summer's day, you're looking at the blue sky and you see these little clouds pass by. You wouldn't think about running up and down the field trying to keep up with the clouds. You simply observe them and then you let them pass. Meditation does something similar. It allows you to be aware that you're having a thought, but by not getting emotionally attached or caught up in it, the thought will pass by. So the biggest thing for meditation is this non-attachment. I can observe, I can see, but I choose what I get attached to. Meditation is not something that takes 45 minutes or even 15 minutes. Meditation can be 3 or 4 minutes. You don't have to be alone in a quiet place and you don't have to be on top of a mountain. Meditation can be done in a car. It can be done in our office. It can be done at the end of a physical training session or the end of a yoga session. It's simply giving yourself a few minutes to stop responding to your thoughts and in some ways to simply switch off. And while we switch off, we're lowering our cortisol levels, we're lowering our stress levels, and we're practicing the art of presence. So let's begin with a simple guided meditation. Over the next few minutes, my voice will guide you through a simple meditation that's led by breath, and then plant some simple seeds and thoughts as we go. So, to begin, if you're sitting, please put your feet firmly on the ground and just become aware that your feet are flat and on the ground. If you're sitting, sit up straight and maybe become aware and feel the back of the chair. Open your shoulders. When we're stiff or when we're tense, we tend to close our shoulders. So even the act of opening our shoulders creates new space, new energy. Maybe place your hands on your legs with palms facing up. When we're stressed, we can become tight. We can close our fists. So the act of opening our palms is a more calming. It's a body language that triggers vulnerability and openness. If you're lying on a bed or a sofa, it's the same. Become aware of your back as it touches the sofa or the bed. Allow your palms to remain open. And we close down the eyes. We start with our breath. We become aware of the air that we're taking in. We observe our breath, but we don't judge it. our breath, like our thoughts, are never wrong or right. They simply are what they are. So let them be. Throughout this meditation, we will practice non-judgment. Throughout this meditation, you are not meant to be anything. You are not meant to have or not have any thoughts. And this meditation is not meant to be any particular type of experience except the one that you are having. Without any judgment, just become aware of your breathing. Without any judgment, just become aware of the type of thoughts or the number of thoughts that are going through your mind right now. No judgment. Just be aware. Is my mind busy? What's my mind busy with? Without any judgment, become aware of the emotion that I'm feeling right now. Maybe I'm tired. Sad. Angry. Frustrated. Maybe I'm lonely. Don't judge it. Don't try to change it. Just be with it. The first step with achieving presence is non-judgment. Don't rush to judge or to change anything. Simply observe it and let it be. Continue to focus on your breath. As you focus on it, it naturally slows down. It naturally becomes a little deeper. The more we focus on our body language, the more it softens. The shoulders drop a little. Our hands open up. The more we listen to our thoughts, the more they slow down. The more we ask ourselves, what am I feeling? The clearer it becomes. And we continue to breathe. We continue to be present. We continue to practice non-judgment. I do not judge my thoughts. I do not judge my emotions. I do not judge others. And I do not judge me. There is only being. But think of a glass where some sand has been put into the glass of water and somebody has shaken it. Our mind or our emotions is similar. If we allow our minds to constantly be moved and stimulated, the water stays cloudy. But the simple act of allowing the glass of sandy water to be still allows the sand to fall to the bottom and the glass becomes clear. Nobody has to force or tell the sand to fall to the bottom. It simply does. Your mind and your emotions are the same. Simply by allowing them to settle, they become clearer. And we continue to breathe. Your thoughts now are simply clouds. They come and go. Your emotional connection is to your breath. not your thoughts anymore. Your focus is on your hands, that open posture, those soft shoulders as you let them fall even more. And as we breathe, we allow everything to settle. We practice non-judgment. We practice non-attachment. We simply observe. We see and we feel. And as your breath continues to get a little deeper, and as your shoulders fall a little more, you remind yourself that you are not your environment. You are simply you. And in every given moment, in every given situation, you have the freedom of choice. What is it you choose to go after? Who is it you are choosing to be? What would the best version of you feel like? What does love feel like? What are the things in your life that you are truly grateful for? Let's feel and think about those for a minute. In most situations, there is at least one thing that we can be grateful for. So let's focus on that. Who are the people that love you? What are the things in your life right now that you are truly grateful to have? What does gratitude feel like? What does being grounded feel like? And finally, I want to remind you that the person who created you, the energy that put you here, is the same energy that wants you to be happy. There is space and energy in this universe. There are equal amounts of positivity and negativity. There is equal amounts of silence and noise. It's up to us which we find. It is up to us which we choose to look for. But be assured that what we look for is exactly what we find. Where is the space in your life? Where is the happiness in your life? The more we think about the happiness, the more we think about the space, the more things slow down. When we meditate on happiness, we become more happy. When we meditate on space and time, we create space and time. Sometimes the best way to speed up and the best way to get things done is to slow down. You are not your environment. You are you. Your biggest gift is your freedom of choice, your breath, your body language. You at all times decide what you will emotionally attach yourself to. We energetically create our future. So be selective of what you are giving your energy and thoughts to. And we continue to breathe. We continue to feel a little bit more calm. We open our hands, soften our body language, deepen our breath. We become present. To finish our meditation, we're going to bring some movement back into our feet and our hands. We wiggle our feet, we wiggle our toes. We take a deep breath and we let everything go. We let it out and we remind ourselves we start again. today is a new day. This moment is a new moment. Whatever has passed before this moment has no say on what happens from now. Your past is your past, and your future is depending on what you choose to put your focus on right now. Open your mind to the power of presence, open your lungs to the power of the breath, and open your heart to the power of love and gratitude. Meditation is simple non-attachment. It's taking time to take stock. It's taking time for the cloudy, sandy water to be still and to settle and to bring clarity. As you continue to breathe, I just would like to say thank you for joining me on this meditation. I hope it had helped or maybe ignited a curiosity to discover some more meditation and to try build it into a more regular part of your mental clarity, mental fitness, wellness program. Thank you, and hope you'll join me again for some more meditation.